This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Hey you, are you wasting your time on social media again? Your brothers and sisters in IslamNet from Norway are establishing a masjid, a dawah center. Establishing a masjid to convey the message of Islam is one of the best deeds a Muslim can do. There's a huge need for it in Norway. You know this and I know this. So that makes the reward even greater. So give generously and Allah Azza wa Jal will give you even more.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. How are you guys doing? There's an individual who continually comes on to Patrick Bet-David's show, Valuetainment, and speaks about Islam. I don't understand why he does this. He's fixated with the topic, and I think he's actually scared to engage with a Muslim polemicist or an interlocutor on the issues at hand, because he keeps coming on the show, speaking about Islam, using challenging and polemical terms, antagonistic and pejorative language. But if you're going to do that, why not challenge yourself? Let's look at the latest thing this guy has said and come back and respond in kind.
One of the reasons they tend to be a violent people too is because their prophet was a very violent person. Christ was not, right? Not to mention the Trinity. They believe in Allah. There's a lot of differences, right?
As you can see here, the individual is falling into a range of different fallacies and false comparisons. The first thing I want to outline is the following. He makes a comparison between the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, who we believe is the final prophet sent to all people and all times, that he affirmed the prophets that came before him, Abraham, Moses, Jesus, etc., that he was sent from God. He made a comparison between our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam and Jesus Christ, who Christian people believe is God incarnate. The question first would be as follows. Why are you comparing prophet with God? Why not compare God with God? The Christian people believe that Jesus is God, of course, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, that the Father is God, the Son is God, the Holy Spirit is God, but there are not three gods, but one God. That contradiction aside, the Christian people believe that Jesus is God. The Muslim people believe that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam is a prophet. Why compare God with prophet? Why not compare prophet and prophet? Why not compare Allah and the Trinity? That would be the fair theological comparison. Putting that to the side, and for the sake of argument, I'll proceed anyway. The mistake you're making, my friend, is the following. You're saying that the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was a violent man and that Jesus was a peaceful man. Jesus, according to the New Testament narrative, was never given political power. In fact, he was whipped into humiliation, so much so that Nietzsche himself, who's a postmodernist atheist, described this as a kind of slavish morality. Those who follow Christianity is like slaves, because they're following a man who is meant to be God, who somehow humbled himself on the cross and was pinned onto to the crucifix and said, Eli, Eli, lema sabachthani, or God, God, why have you forsaken me? He himself meant to be God. But the point is, he was never given political power, whereas the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given political power. So when the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam was given political power, even then, when he was conquering Mecca, he came in, if you look at it, it's a bedrock example, the narration of how that happened, he was humble and he forgave the people. He forgave the people when it was in his power to destroy everybody in that city. They surrendered, but he forgave them, he didn't destroy them, and it was in his power. So thus you have a Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam who, in a situation where he could have destroyed the people in the most grandiose conquest in his reign, in his premiership, in his political premiership, did not destroy the people, in fact, forgave them. Jesus Christ, in this world, was humiliated, beaten, never given political power. In the next world, as you can see in the book of Revelation chapter 2, verse number 23, he not only comes to avenge all of these kind of violators, but he comes and kills the people as well. Who does he kill? If you look at the book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 23, you'll see that he kills Jezebel, the prostitute, and her children. So look, when Jesus is given, according to the biblical narrative, political power, he goes and kills children and kills prostitutes and kills women and children, where the Prophet ﷺ told us not to kill women and children in battle. I don't believe Jesus Christ, because I don't believe he would do such a thing. I don't believe Jesus Christ was a racist, as it's mentioned in the New Testament, that he said he referred to the Gentiles as the dogs and these kinds of things. I don't believe the depiction of Jesus Christ as a humiliated racist coward, effectively, who only destroys women and children when he's given political power, is a correct one. That is the depiction given in the biblical text. Muslims believe that Jesus Christ was a true prophet of God. He was the Messiah, chosen by God. God rescued him. God protected him. He was one of the most honorable people on the face of the earth. He was Jesus, son of Mary, who was a virgin, who was given immaculate conception, yes, and who cured the blind with God's permission, raised the dead with God's permission, and did all those wonderful things with God's permission, and that he was a prophet and messenger. Yes, tell me what of the two depictions you think is more logically coherent and sound, which appeals to your natural proclivities and instincts and common sense, A or B that I've just mentioned. But of course, this kind of conversation you don't want to have, and you couldn't have, and you wouldn't have, because with all due respect, you're a coward. And I'm going to say that very clearly. I'm not talking to Patrick, because he's only bringing him as a guest. But I'm speaking to the guy himself, who keeps speaking pejoratively about Islam and its texts and the Muslim people. You are a coward. Yes, because you are speaking pejoratively about Islam without the challenge of a Muslim person being able to respond to you in kind. I have done so now. The people have listened. You have been shamed. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
The Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam told us that whoever builds a mosque for Allah, Allah will build for him a similar house in Jannah. And we know the great reward that will not only be gained, but rather will fill your grave after your death. Whenever someone prays there, whenever someone gives shahada in the masjid, whenever someone learns something in the masjid, yes, that will be something that you'll have on your scale.